And now it's time for us to discuss more of these headlines and simple keywords. And Adam joining us via Zoom. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Lena, and happy hump day.
Happy Wednesday to you, too. Shall we get started, or do we have a day to mark?
I don't know. Is it start of spring officially today? No.
What? Are you not? Now you don't can't worry. Just create words and call it a day. Our producer is literally giving us a hand signal, move on. So I'm going to move on.
Okay. All right, let's do.
We do have a lot of grounds to cover on keyword news. As for medical schools and distribution of the hiked quota, we'll get a closer look at government plans come today. Later today, that is our first keyword of the day.
Quota allocation.
So the government will announce how additional medical school admission seats will be divided among the medical schools today. So distribution throughout the country. This is sparking the Korean Medical Association to consider a strike. So what's the latest, Adam?
Right. So the government is emphasizing the need to enhance regional medical services and the capabilities of smaller medical schools. That's the whole reason why it wanted to increase the medical school quota. It is expected to allocate 80% or 1,600 seats to medical schools outside the capital area, as previously announced, with the remaining 20% or 400 spots within it. The allocation would increase the total admission seats at medical schools outside the capital area to 3,623. Now, that accounts for 71.6% of the total, up from the current 66.2%. Now, the hike is largely predicted to benefit the medical schools of several state-run universities located in provincial areas the most. These include Busan National University and Cheongnam National University, as well as small-sized medical schools across non-capital areas. Now, there's speculation that the quota for medical schools in seven regions, excluding those with relatively smaller populations like Jeju and Gangwon, could increase to around 200 spots each. Now, each affected university will have the new quota reflected in its school regulations, as well as in its medical school admission announcement for the 2025 academic year, which will be released to students around May. The government decision has been met, though, of course, expectedly, with strong opposition from medical groups. The Korea Medical Association criticizes the move as cutting off the last bridge to return, in their words. So basically saying that it's cutting off any kind of hope of reconciliation, if you will. Now, it plans to gather opinions from the new KMA president, of which a vote will be taking place soon, and others regarding a potential strike. It has also filed a complaint with the anti-corruption office against the health minister as well, accusing him of abusing his authority. So, yeah, tensions are spiking even further. The KMA is pretty adamant of going through with a potential strike as well. So that on top of the trainee doctors and medical professors walking out, although the medical professors are yet to, but they do plan to soon, we could see a further exacerbation of the medical crisis that we're undergoing at the moment.
And this is while the government also remains pretty adamant about its stance. We'll wait and see what further announcements later today unveils to us. Let's move on to our second keyword of the day.
Real estate policy.
So President Yoon has vowed to innovate the nation's capital by tackling housing costs and redeveloping old towns. Can you run us through his plan and maybe clarify for our non-local listeners what's the difference between declared prices and market prices? There is a discrepancy there, in simple words anyway.
Right. I'll try and keep it as simple as possible. But basically, the difference is declared property prices are basically what the government values a property to be at. And of course, there is the real property value is what it's transacted at, so the actual price that it's bought or leased, if you will. Now, you said he will abolish a real estate policy whereby the government gradually raises its declared property price values, which he says has meant higher punitive taxing on homeowners, leading to rising rent costs. Now, he was referring to a 2020 real estate policy from the previous Moon administration, which aimed to gradually raise state-evaluated real estate prices up to 90% of their market prices by 2035. He claimed that the policy resulted in significant side effects and further hardship for the public. Now, the public has pointed out there was a disparity in fairness due to the large gap between the market price and the declared real estate price. The Moon administration's real estate policies did face public criticism over skyrocketing home prices. So it wasn't very popular. Now, Yoon said the previous government raised the declared value of real estate by an average of 10% annually over 5 years in office, totaling to 63%. Now, though he preferred to amend the relevant law, he said he would use various policy tools to ensure the plan's effects are halted even before such legal changes. Now, he also announced that the government will purchase 100,000 units of newly built small to medium-sized homes over the next 2 years. He said the government will lease them to vulnerable people for low rent. This is part of the government's so-called New Village project to renovate Seoul's old downtown. The project aims to provide clean housing with basically high-quality apartment-like community facilities by renovating old single-family houses and villas into new townhouses and modern villas. And he also aims to relax rental regulations to support long-term housing rentals. And he promised that the government would inject 10 trillion won for the project over the next decade. And he also outlined efforts to improve Seoul's cultural and artistic infrastructure as well, ensuring progress on various projects to enhance the city's cultural appeal.
All right, that's the latest on President Yoon's real estate policies. Let's move on to inflation, namely fruitflation, our third keyword of the day.
Fruit prices ease.
So the retail prices of apples and pears have temporarily decreased due to the government's discount support and promotional events. However, they're still quite high and wholesale prices remain more than double. I mean, we keep going back to the same fundamental reason. There just isn't sufficient supply or good quality apples and pears for that matter. It led to the price hike. Now, these policies may alleviate it just a little bit, and maybe that could help. Tell us the details.
Yeah, so nothing to get too excited about. So we don't want to raise people's hopes of just a slight dip because, comparatively or relatively, it's still quite high, especially compared to last year and years before that. Now, even with these discounts, their prices are still higher than they were last year. Wholesale prices are still much higher than before as well. Experts think that the high prices for apples and pears might continue, actually, until new fruits are basically harvested in the summer. Now, according to the Korea Agro-Fisheries and Food Trade Corporation, the retail price for 10 pears was 41,486 won, which is a 0.2% decrease from the previous day. Despite the small drop, the price is still 51.7% higher than it was a year ago. For apples, 10 of them cost 23,725 won. That's down just under 2% from the day before. Compared to last year, it's about 3.8% higher. So not as much of a discrepancy as pears, but still quite higher nonetheless. Now, the government vowed to inject an additional 150 billion won into efforts to stabilize the prices of agricultural and livestock products. Retailers have also launched discount events for fruits like apples. For instance, E-Mart, one of the leading retailers, supermarkets here, held sales for strawberries and watermelons and offered apples and pears at reduced prices through a vegetable discount coupon program. Now, additionally, they announced a sale offering up to 50% off on fresh seasonal foods until tomorrow, so not that long left. So if you're in the market for seasonal foods, then now and tomorrow is the best time to go. Now, Coupang has also committed to selling discounted fruits through its Rocket Fresh service, having purchased 900 tons of fruit for this purpose. The Seoul City government is also working with Lotte Mart to offer apples and green onions at significantly reduced prices as well. So, yeah, this is a take it with a grain of salt. This is a temporary kind of dip. We'll have to see if it lasts. Experts say it won't, so we'll have to see.
Yesterday, I came across pricings for spring watermelons, the first batch. And of course, these first batches are notoriously expensive, but we were looking at an upwards of 40,000 to 50,000 won per watermelon. And I thought, oh, wow, that seems unaffordable.
Yeah, I mean, it's just I have to say, ridiculously expensive for a watermelon.
But I think the fundamental is pretty simple. The climate crisis is kind of in our face, unavoidable. The conversation, which brings us to our fourth keyword, go green or else, our fourth keyword of the day.
Green Fund.
So the government will supply a total of 452 trillion won by 2030 jointly with the public and private sectors to cope with the climate crisis. Tell us more.
Right, so the pledge came during a meeting presided over by Kim Joo-hyun, the chairman of the Financial Services Commission, and other related officials. Now, the move aligns with the country's efforts to achieve carbon neutrality by the year 2050. It also aims to bolster domestic firms' competitive edge in overseas markets. First of all, the government will supply a total of 420 trillion won worth of what it calls green funds by 2030. State-run lenders and funds such as the Korea Development Bank and the Export-Import Bank will jointly secure an average of 60 trillion won annually, marking a 67% increase from the previous 5 years. This initiative is estimated to reduce the nation's greenhouse gas emissions by about 86 million tons by 2030. That's about 30% of the government's reduction target over the next 7 years. Now, secondly, the government will ensure that the 160 trillion won needed for expanding renewable energy facilities can be met smoothly by providing venture capital through policy financial institutions and commercial banks. Given the long duration required for loans to be repaid, this support is crucial for facilitating the necessary investments. Furthermore, a 3 trillion won climate technology fund, as it's called, will be established, supported by both financial institutions and commercial banks to spur innovation in climate technology. Lastly, to encourage private financial support for climate crisis response, regulatory adjustments will also be made. So some red tape being cut. Now, this includes creating a guideline to help apply the Korean green taxonomy to loans and enhancing the management of climate risks in the financial sector through various initiatives as well.
All right, our efforts to go green, because it doesn't look like we have any other choice. We look at emission-related global regulations. As they're introduced, we're looking at potential trade barriers. So let's leave it at that. And our final keyword of the day.
More rental homes.
So Korean Land and Housing Corporation, LH, is planning to offer 4,000 rental homes across various cities, including those in the metropolitan area, by the end of this year. It looks like a high number from where we stand. Now, where is it going to spruce up? That's probably the big question. Tell us the details.
Right. So in this scheme, the potential tenants find basically the house they want to live in, and LH signs a lease agreement with the property owner and then subleases it to the tenants at a lower cost. They did this last year. They want to do a similar number of units this year as well. Now, this offer is targeted at low-income families and elderly citizens, with plans to select up to 12,000 applicants as basically so-called preliminary tenants. Now, those who live in a designated area without owning a house as of the announcement day are eligible to apply. Priority is given to those receiving livelihood or medical aid, single-parent families eligible for protection, households in urgent need of housing support, and people with disabilities and the elderly, so vulnerable groups, basically. Now, the maximum support amount for the lease deposit is 130 million won for the metropolitan area, 90 million won for other cities, and 70 million won for other regions. Applicants must pay a rental security deposit, which is 2% or 5% of the lease deposit within the support limit. Now, monthly rent is calculated based on the lease deposit minus the tenant's rental security deposit, applying an annual interest rate of 1% to 2%. The lease initially lasts for 2 years, but can extend up to 30 years through 14 renewals maximum. There are, however, no renewal limits for the elderly or severely disabled individuals who meet the first-tier criteria during renewal. Now, applications can be submitted from April 15th to 19th, and after a verification process, LH will announce the winners, or if you want to call them winners or successful applicants, starting in July through the relevant regional LH offices.
Thank you so much, Adam, for today's coverage. Have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're very welcome. See you tomorrow.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.